Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian versus Brian, episode 253. Happy Gilmore. Uh-oh. Happy Kaput. Here we go. Directed by Dennis Dugan. Written by Tim Hurley and Adam Sandler. This released on February 16th, 1996, with a budget of $12 million and a box office of $41
million. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, that's a typical Adam Sandler movie. Small budget, doesn't have a box office number that, you know, blows your mind, but you're like, okay, he's steadily always in the green by
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah, and this was, I guess, in perspective, it was pretty relatively early in his solo yeah. movie career. I think the only other theatrical release movie where he was the star of the movie was Billy Madison. I think this was yeah. only his second kind of leading role movie.
Yeah, to me, this is the first one that feels like Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah,
you know, this is where this, and then I think like Big Daddy, mm-hmm. The Waterboy, those yeah. ones really feel like Adam Sandler driven. Written like 100% him.
Totally.
Billy Madison, I didn't get that vibe.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like one of these true Adam Sandler movies that came out in like the mid-90s to early 2000s that were just 100% Sandler. This has always kind of felt like the first one to me.
Yeah, I would say that, I mean, it's been a while since I've seen Billy Madison, but I feel like Billy Madison, a lot of the funny moments that I remember are from the people around him, not necessarily Billy Madison and Adam Sandler as like an actor and his comedic, you know, prowess. I think it's always, you know, Norm MacDonald is in it, Chris Farley, like all those guys that are surrounding him is what makes that movie mm-hmm. really funny. But yeah, this movie, there are some pretty good moments with Adam Sandler being Adam Sandler. There are some really fun side characters in this movie as well, but yeah, it's a very different than Billy Madison for sure.
Yeah. So we start off with that little kind of montage, which I forgot about.
Yeah.
Being at the beginning, and it's really good. A little wholesome little montage, and this is my dad. He always said I could be whatever I want. I wanted to be a hockey player. And then the puck hitting dad or like hitting the camera. Oh my god.
After the funeral, yeah.
And so he lived with his grandma, right?
Yeah,
that what happened. Where's yeah, his mom? Grandma. I don't know, understand what happened there.
His mom, he was like, he was so obsessed with hockey and my mom didn't, and that's why she moved to Egypt, but there wasn't a single ice rink and you know what, however many miles.
Yeah, and so and he's a aspiring amateur hockey player, and he goes and tries out for the team. I think this is his 10th year trying out, and that's some pretty funny stuff. He loves hockey, but he can't handle the puck. He can't skate well. Mm-hmm. Like, the only thing he can do is hit a hockey puck really hard.
Yeah.
He's not accurate. He's, like, sending them through the glass and stuff. There's some comical stuff there. And then we move on to, it just quickly goes to like him at his grandma's house, and there's some people moving their furniture. Will Sasso's one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, Will Sasso.
I forgot about that guy.
And, she hasn't paid her taxes in 10 years, and they're going to take the house. He's got, I don't remember, 60 days or something like that, or 6 months, something.
A couple months, yeah.
Yeah, the old timeline counting down, if you don't do it, we're auctioning off the house plot, which is pretty common in sports movies for yeah. some reason. I got to become a professional football player in 6 months.
Golly!
It's the only way to raise the money. What was it? I don't remember how we... Was he just...
It's the movie.
Oh yeah, they bring out a golf club for some fucking reason. Like, hey, we're taking a break. We're gonna hit some balls.
yeah,
right. And then I don't know why that affects Adam Sandler, because he's like, get back to work. I need to watch hockey.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. How are they not moving furniture, preventing you from watching?
Yeah,
hockey?
It didn't make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, I didn't get it. But anyways, he's like, yeah, that stupid grandpa game with your dumb club and ball. And they're like, oh, yeah, and Will Sasso does a really shitty misses, and he's like, ah, you suck. I could do that.
You got a hole in one in that one, or whatever.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, you think you could do better? Yeah, I could. And then he goes up and just smashes one. to the house at the end. That's got to be 400 yards. What is that good?
Yeah.
Like, you can't do that again. And he does it again, and this first one like breaks the window. Like the second one hits the old man. Oh, you hit that old man. And then the other guy's betting. Oh, or double or nothing. You do it again. And then he hits it again. Hits a lady out of the top window.
Ah! He falls off the fucking roof.
And he's like, I think we should go inside, fellas. You know. But yeah. So he discovers he has this crazy hitting ability, and he just won like $40 in 5 seconds just betting this guy. And so he goes, and he's got to raise his money. So he goes down to the driving range and starts trying to get people to bet with him. He's like, $50 says I hit it over the fence there.
Yeah.
And it makes a little money that way. And then we see Chubbs is at the driving range and sees this kid lady hitting.
That lady had me cracking up. Yeah, it's all right. It's all in the hips. He's like reading that magazine.
Yeah.
She like barely hit the ball.
Doing great.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's a former pro golfer who got kicked off the tour because he lost a hand. And he just is a private like trainer for old ladies, apparently. Yeah. And he sees it happening, and he goes up to him and is like, how long you been driving for? He's like, this is my first time here. He's like, and then, you know, Chubbs, I don't know what his motivation is, because he's like, I'm gonna train you for free. And it's like, I don't know what his motivation is. He's not going to get any glory being the coach. He's not going to get any money, not getting paid. So I don't know. He just genuinely.
He's a great player. And wants
he's a great player and wants him to be all he can be. Yeah. All right.
Sure, pal.
That's how all managers and coaches in sports work. They just want the best for you.
That's all I want. His story about his hand is the only time in this movie where I laughed uncontrollably. Like, I was almost in tears. I don't know what it is about the rest of the movie. I kind of chuckled, but just the delivery of like, yeah, I got kicked off the tour. Oh man, sorry. Is it because you're black? Hell no. It's because I don't know how the way he delivers that line and the eyeball and Adam Sandler. Oh my God. That whole little sequence had me fucking rolling.
That's okay. I took his eye. <He's> got it in a jar. Oh my God.
So good. Bit my arm off.
And I love how it's just like comically way longer arm with the prosthetic.
I never noticed that as a kid, but now watching how fucking enormous his fucking arm is.
Yeah, it's like they could have made it where his hand went in the prosthetic hand a little bit to make it more, but no, it's like this. It's like way longer.
His arm is so like, long in this movie.
It's hilarious. Carl Weathers did a great job. And this was at a time when Carl Weathers like hadn't done anything or wasn't doing much, and so it was fun to see him in something, and especially a comedy. So what does he do? He signs him up for the local amateur tournament at the golf course. And if you win this amateur tournament, you get an automatic invite to the pro tour. And he's playing there. I don't remember much about the amateur tournament. I think they're just showing pretty much clips of him hitting because we don't know anybody else on the amateur.
Yeah, we don't. I mean, we're introduced to Shooter, which you know, and rewatching this, but I haven't seen this movie in decades at this point. I think Shooter is the quiet MVP of this movie. The casting of him, I think it's Christopher McDonald. He is perfect. He is one of the most iconic comedy villains. He is phenomenal in this movie. But yeah, we're introduced to him. What else happens in that? I mean, there's a lot of funny. It's all in the hips is in this sequence. The caddy with the bleached blonde hair is in this sequence. That's really all I remember. It's kind of a montage.
Yeah,
kind of learning his abilities, not being able to putt.
Yeah, we're introduced to Shooter, and some other pros are mingling around. And Shooter's just a quintessential douchebag golfer guy. with his cheesy jokes, is like what was the fucking sand joke?
Oh, he spends
I
more
don't know.
time in the sand than David
Yeah.
Hasselhoff.
Anyways, I gotta go. See ya.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and I love like when they introduce him to talk about the amateur tournament, like they're up there on stage and he's facing away
Oh,
and like kind of, and then when they and shoot her and he's like kind of turns around like, oh me? Yeah, didn't even know I was gonna speak.
so
That
good.
was great. Yeah, he's great. There's this fucking golf hat I want at Target. They have is fucking, it's a badass. It's black and then it's got a glove, like a gloved hand doing the gun
Oh,
symbol,
nice.
and it's the shooter hat. I'm like, dude,
That's sick.
it's dope. Yeah, shooter. He says that he made that up, like that was the character's name, but no one ever said to do that or had that in the script, and he just felt like that's what he would do after he nailed something. Shooter. He's like, he's such a douchey, like full of himself guy. I couldn't picture him not shooting the ground after
Yeah. So
he,
good.
yeah,
So
it's
good.
great. Yeah, so then Happy wins, and Shooter does not like all the attention he's getting for his driving because everyone's amazed at this crazy guy off out of nowhere is doing this stuff. And I think he's cursing and he's throwing clubs and people
Yeah.
aren't enjoying that stuff. Turning golf on its head. So he gets the invite to the pro circuit, and I think he's talking about what the heck's the girl's name? I don't remember. The
Oh,
press
shit.
lady, the love interest.
Yeah, I don't remember her name either. God damn it.
They don't
The
give her
Modern
much at
Family
all.
gal, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's who it was. I was like, she looks so familiar, but I couldn't
Yeah.
place it. Yeah, so she's like the, what the
PR?
hell was
Yeah.
the pro golf tour or something? And he's talking to her. She's like, yeah, you're gonna get go on the pro tour. And he's like, cool. And she's like, yeah, the winner next week wins $216,000. He's like, "Oh, that's enough to get the house back." He was like, "Well, what does last place get?" She's like, "I forget what she said, like
I think it's 20,
4,500,
2400, I think it was. So we'll say
2,400." And he's
2000,
like,
yeah, something.
"Yeah." So he's like, "So no matter what happens next week, I'm getting paid." She's like, "Yeah."
Oh, cool. So no matter what, I get someone's getting paid.
Yeah. So he goes on his first. What do they call those things? Tournament. Yeah, his
Tournaments,
first
yeah.
tournament. AT&T Open or something, I don't know. And he's crushing the balls when he drives them. And they always have that shot of
Yeah, the sound
like
effects
the
are
crazy camera
ridiculous in
shot. Yeah.
the
It's pretty cool. Yeah. It's like
movie.
you got to know how fast it's going. It's like a missile.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then oh, it was pretty funny. I forgot. I wanted to mention the montage of the other jobs he had worked were
Oh, in
pretty
the beginning
good.
of the movie, the film,
Yeah, a
yeah.
janitor, and he's always
He's
making
always
something his dick and humping.
happy.
I pumped gas. He's like squirting gasoline through his legs. I was a plumber, and that one is just his whole ass out instead of just his crack. Yeah, those were
Oh my
good.
God.
And then the shooting the guy in the head with the nail on the
Yeah.
construction site. Happy. Who will come back later? Yeah, and anyways, he's a kind of a, I don't know, an attraction. I don't know if it's the first tournament or a couple in, but he's getting more of a crowd around him than Shooter. Like Shooter's about to win one of these tournaments, and he's like, "Where's the crowd at? They're all over at Happy on the ninth hole, even though he's not going to win." So the first tournament, he gets last.
Yeah.
And then he goes to try and get his check. He's like, "Well, you'll get it mailed out next week." And he's like, "I don't have time for that." It's like, "We don't have checks here. Hey, that guy's got a check. Give me one of the big ones. I don't care." And yeah, that's pretty comical that throughout the movie he's got a car full of big checks
Yeah.
and they're all 4,800, 9,000, slowly moving his way up the ranks. And yeah, Shooter's really not liking him now. And I forget, he's doing some shit to try and stop him. He hires that heckler.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you jackass. Which is not a very good heckle.
Yeah.
And like, I think he's there during like the celebrity tournament where the pro gets teamed up with the celebrity, and Happy has Bob Barker from Price is Right. And Bob is a little stiff, which is surprising when he's on television every day.
Yeah.
But you know, he is a talk show host. He doesn't have lines. He just has to be himself, kind of.
Yeah.
But he's still pretty good. And the heckler gets him so angry that he starts like fighting Bob Barker.
He's yeah, like, Bob's like, how the fuck are you even a pro player? Like, what are you doing? Like, you want to go?
Yeah. You want a piece of it? I want the whole thing. Everybody knows the fight. And then they got some really funny camera work with the...
Yeah, yeah.
So... the old man punches and, yeah, throws him in the water. And
you're going to die, Bobby.
Yeah. Yeah, then we see the heckler talking to a shooter and getting the money paid to him, and that's pretty great.
That was he's pretty
like,
good too.
You're kidding me. He got so mad at you, he fought Bob Barker. He's like, on national television? You want me to come back next week? No, that's not necessary. He's gonna be out of here. He's like, well, that's great. You wanna go get something to eat after this? There's a Sizzler.
Yeah. Red Lobster.
There's a Red Lobster.
No.
Yeah. No, no. Well, I thought we were going to be friends, and we are friends. I just have to go. He's like, well, I'll be at the Red Lobster if you change your mind. I love that, because later on, when he calls him and needs him again, he's like, you want to go to the Sizzler?
No.
Oh, these God. 90s, like, gourmet yeah. seafood restaurants. It's all you can eat at the Sizzler. Crab night. Oh man. Yeah, so then he got gets called in the office by like the head of the tour. And then for some reason Shooter's there. I don't know why they would yeah, bring Shooter into there. This. He has nothing to do with it. Shooter, get in here while I reprimand him. And he's like, you're being suspended for a month and fined $20,000. He's like, suspended? And they both raise up and get pissed for different reasons.
Yeah.
Because Happy needs to be there to make money, and Shooter's very surprised they didn't just kick him off the tour. He's like, you have to kick him off. He's like, well, we don't think that's a very good idea, considering our ratings were the highest they've ever been for this tournament. And people are watching, and oh yeah, now there's like, they're showing like new crowds. It's like a football like tailgate now. Yeah, there's people cooking burgers and being loud and shit. Yeah, and it's pretty fun. And like when he goes up and it's real quiet, he's like, come on, let's hear it. Yeah. And their interactions, Shooter and Happy, are pretty damn funny. The whole movie's got a pretty good brisk pace to it. It's
100%.
Yeah. It's not the funniest Adam Sandler movie. It's just solid.
Yeah.
With some chuckles here and there. I definitely think Big Daddy, I think The Waterboy is funnier.
Longest Yard is actually a solid movie, and not even just a...
Yeah.
Because some of these are like really like silly. You have to suspend your disbelief for a lot of these. But I guess a little bit in The Longest Yard, but... That one seems the most grounded out of his whole movies. Yeah, Longest Yard's great.
Yeah. I think my personal favorite of, like, the Adam Sandler real movies is probably The Waterboy. I just love that movie from beginning to end.
Yeah.
His character, the characters around him, that one's just my top for me. This one's great because it's actually a good, like, golf movie, sports movie. People that like golf like this movie. Kind of like people that like NASCAR, like Talladega Nights. People that football, like The Longest Yard. They like the silly comedy version movie.
Yeah, totally.
It's got a big following. Yeah, so it all boils down to... he takes the girl out on a date to the hockey rink, and she thought they were just going to be trying to be friends. She doesn't date golfers, and he's like, well, I'm not a golfer. I'm a hockey player. He always says that. And they're at the hockey rink, and then the lights turn off. It's like, oh, what's happening? He's like, oh, no.
The power went out.
And she's like, I thought we were just friends. He's like, no, we are, of course. Friends always listen to Endless Love in the Dark.
I love too when he gets on the ice and he's kind of slipping. He's like,
Yeah.
"You can play hockey?" He's like, "Easy." Yeah, or something. Shut up.
And then I think he makes a bet. Hey, if you miss this puck, miss this gold, and you got to kiss me or something like that. And she makes it, very long one. And he's like, "Oh no, that backfired, didn't it?" And then she's like, "I didn't see it go in," and then kisses
Ooh.
him. So that was cool.
And then you pull back and you see the fucking the worker of the mouthing the words to endless love. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
For no reason, but it's funny.
Yeah, he's like singing the female and the male parts. It was pretty good. Then we got yeah, we pretty much. Oh, we got the little stuff with Ben Stiller. That
Oh
was
yeah. Oh
pretty good.
yeah. 100%.
When the grandma had to go to this nursing home place until, they figure out the money situation for the house. And then we got him. "Hey, fella, it's nap time. You gotta go." It's like they're gonna interrupt a visit to enforce nap time. And she's like, "Do you mind if I get a warm glass of milk? Helps me fall asleep." "You get a warm glass of shut the hell up, okay? You're just gonna fall asleep. I'm gonna put you to
Yeah,
sleep,
look at the name tag.
okay?
Yeah. You're in my world
You're
now,
in my world
apparently.
now."
Oh
She's like, "Oh my."
my
And
God. Every time they
then
visit, it's so good.
yeah, and he's like selling like homemade quilts, making all the old ladies at a
He's on the
sweatshop.
quilt.
"Good news, gang. Today, arts and crafts has been extended by 4 hours, and I'm gonna need you to up your output. My fingers hurt." "Oh, your fingers hurt? Well, guess what? Now your back's gonna hurt because you just pulled yard detail." Come on.
Anybody else's fingers hurt?
Yeah.
Didn't think
Yeah.
so.
Then I love that when he's trying to bribe him to be good to his grandma, and tries to hand him the dollar,
Oh,
crumpled dollar. And then yeah, he's like pantomiming to grandma after he's hugging Adam Sandler after the quilt stuff. He's like,
yeah.
"Fucking don't say shit." Yeah, it's pretty. Ben Stiller's great. I'm glad he's coming back for number two. And yeah, that's kind of why we're reviewing this, because the new one's coming out, and definitely want to see it, check it out, and so touch base with this one and see how we feel about the second one. Yeah, trailer looked good for the second one. Did you watch the trailer?
I watched the first one, which didn't really show much. I know there's a new one, but I haven't watched it.
Yeah, there's a new one that's more like a real. That one was a teaser. This is a trailer, so it looks pretty good. So looking forward to that. Yeah, we're pretty much after all that, we get to the final
Yeah, like
match, but.
Shooter, he finally gets the money because he gets kicked off and he's like bummed out. He doesn't have any money, so the PR gal comes up with an
Oh yeah,
idea
they do a
like
Subway commercial.
Subway commercial to get some money, which is a pretty good Subway commercial.
Yeah, they keep plugging in the Subway commercials, and then they're eating at Subway. Well, what am I gonna do? My favorite restaurant, this delicious Turkey Club. It's funny because I just saw a post about this. Never forget what we lost, and it was like the 1990s Subway triangle cut. They used to cut that triangle out the top. And their sandwiches were like that on the table that they were eating. And I just blew my mind. It's like, oh yeah, that is how they used to cut their sandwiches. It was really weird. It was like a hot dog bun. So all your shit would be in this like valley of a loaf of bread with just a tiny little topper on the top. It was a really weird way to cut a sandwich. And I heard they'll still do it if you ask for it. And I was like, I'm gonna go get me a fucking triangle cut Subway and do it old school, man. I forgot about this. This is a weird, like a sandwich hot dog. It was a very weird way to have things in a sandwich. But yeah. He gets enough money by doing the Subway commercial. And yeah, it is a pretty fun
It's
commercial.
pretty
It's like,
good,
"You know what always fuels me up? A turkey cold cut. Hit one of those my way, Happy. No problem." And waxing into his mouth. Yum.
Talk about a
Subway.
hole in one.
Yeah. Great. And then so they go to buy the house, and they go back to the house, and there's a bunch of people there, and there's like the guy who's the liaison. He's like, "What's going on here? I thought you said if we get the money by today, we could buy the house." "Yeah, you can buy the house." "Yeah, that's the fun part." And
Yeah,
so
it is the
he's
fun part, yeah.
saying it's an auction. So He's like, well, no, this is going to work out perfect. We're probably going to get the house for cheaper than we even thought. And then the bidding starts, and it's already like very close to
like
the number he has.
He's like,
yeah.
Oh, shit. Maybe
and
not.
I think he had 275,
yeah, 275
is what they got.
Yeah.
And it quickly surpasses 275. And I think it sells for 350 or something like that. And it's the crowd parts, and we see it's Shooter that bought the house. I'm like, what are you doing, Shooter? Thank you. Yeah, I'm buying your house, Happy.
The fucking sweater. Oh,
yeah.
My God, it's so good.
The house is mine. But hey, guess what? I bought it for you. You quit the tour, the house is yours. You get everything you want, and I get everything I want. You out of my hair, and you get your grandma's house. And he's like, yeah. He goes to sign it, and she's like, no, Happy, don't. He's like, what? I was only doing this to get the house. Now I can get the house. She's like, yeah, but you're a good golfer. And he's like, nah, I ain't no golfer. I'm a hockey player. She's like, what team you play for?
Yeah, easy.
Like, you think your grandma would rather have this house or rather see you successful? And then that was always a little bit, I was like, I think she might want her house built by her dead husband.
Yeah, yeah.
It feels like an important thing in her life that she wants to hold on to. I mean, his success is important too, but I think we can do both. We don't got to choose one or the other.
Yeah.
You know, he could go play those amateur tournaments and make plenty of money. He's got to be on the pro tour.
I think at one point Happy tries to fight him initially, and they're like, back up, back up. I'll burn this place down and piss on the ass.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Yeah, and so then they make a new bet because that makes him think, yeah, I do want to golf, and I do want to kick this guy's ass. So he's like, how about the last tournament? You win. I'll quit the pro tour for good. I win. I get the house. And he's never beat Shooter to this point. And so you beat me in golf? You're on. You're crazy. And, yeah, the final tournament. And the first day, he's doing pretty good. Oh, no, Chubbs, I think, in between this. He tracks down Chubbs again?
No, I think that after that whole thing, oh, we should probably also mention that scene also has probably the most infamous piece of dialogue, which is like, what does he say?
Yeah.
I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast.
I eat pieces of shit for you breakfast, yeah. You eat shit for breakfast?
It's funny, all the iconic lines I remember, I mean, a lot of these iconic lines are just, you know, etched into your memory. You remember all of it. But it's the stuff I forgot about that I thought, like him singing into the intercom in the beginning with his ex-girlfriend, little boy sound, like little.
Oh yeah,
like,
that part's really
remember,
good.
Remember, you know what I mean? But you remember,
it's
like,
very Adam Sandler. Oh, I'm sorry, baby, I didn't mean to.
Good, baby,
I just get
go.
So get so angry sometimes. Fine, then go. Who needs ya? Oh, I'm sorry, baby, I didn't mean that either. It's so good. Why don't you come up here and I'll give you the little smoochy, smoochy kissy poos? I know. And then there's like an Asian and two kids just standing there alone,
listening
in awe. Like, that's a quintessential like Adam Sandler style scene. It's just so awkward and funny at the same time. And then the Asian old lady's at the door instead of his girlfriend. He's like, what? Yeah. And then we get the next morning. He's like, I gotta go. The tournament's starting. And she comes out like with just a big shirt on and like box of fucking Fruit Loops. You don't want breakfast?
Yeah, it's like all of this shit in the movie that I forgot about gave me a good chuckle. But oh yeah, and then so back to the Shooter. After that, I think she's like, well, now what are you gonna do? And you just challenge this guy, and he's like, I'm gonna go learn how to play golf. And then he tracks down Chubbs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tracks him down. But before he tracks him down, he in one of the tournaments, he's sucking and hits the ball in the water. Or no, he hits the ball into a gator's mouth.
Yeah.
And then he goes up to the gator. He's like, give me my ball! And then he sees that it's missing an eye. He's like, oh my God, I want to bit Chubbs.
Chubbs.
Yeah. And then so he beats his gator's ass.
Yeah.
And he's just like elbowing it on the head. And he kills this gator, which I'm pretty sure is highly illegal, I would think. It's like a big reptile. I think they're somewhat protected. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so tracks down Chubbs, and Chubbs, this is so stupid, to teach him how to putt in the pro tournament, takes him to mini golf, which is stupid. Like, if you can get this ball to bounce off these buildings into the hole, then any green will be easy for you, you know? Not teaching him about lies and, you know, how to do all that, no. We're going to go to mini golf. That's how I learned.
It started that way for me where I was like, give me a fucking break. This is like, you would take them to just like a normal putting area where you can practice an actual, you know, scenario that you can work with. So I didn't believe it. But then you get to like him learning, teaching him about the happy place. Now, I guess that's kind of what the whole scene is about, is teaching him to get into that, get into the zone. Like Brad Pitt flying in F1, you got to get into that zone. Yeah.
It teaches him, you got to clear your mind. You got to be in a happy place. Find a place in your mind that makes you the happiest. And then he says, oh, happy place, okay. And then it's got the chick walking in and like negligee with two pitchers of beer. Struggling to like sit sexily on that chair without spilling the beer. I could tell it was a struggle. She's like, oh. And then it pans over, and it's his grandma with a slot machine, and she's winning a bunch of quarters and is happy. And then it's got, like, a little person on a tricycle just rolling by, waving.
Cowboy outfit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's his happy place. And then, and it's a really cool mini golf. I was like, I wish I could experience a mini golf this elaborate. It's got, like, it was like a LA earthquake hole.
Yeah.
Like a building like falls over and all this shit. I was like, holy shit, that's cool. And then he like looks at it, analyzes it, and then he just hits it and goes boom, boom, boom. Like he calculated all the ricochets like a RoboCop does or something. And then it goes in. He's like, you did it! And now you can golf! Yay! So glad we went to Pit Putt.
Yeah.
You know?
And it comes back later in the finale. Yeah. Which is, oh my god.
Yep. So now he's actually doing good the first like day on the tournament. You know, he's getting his ball on the green like first hit because he's a monster driver, and then he gets up there and he knocks that in first try because now he can putt. And he gives him that putter. This is the putter I used to use, modified for you, of course, a little bit, and it's got the hockey head on it.
Extended.
Which is not too crazy. Some of the putters people were using, like in the modern days, are really strange, dude. They got these really. It doesn't look like a mini golf putter anymore. They're like got really weird heads. They're holding them like vertically now and doing this weird motion. It's really strange, the technology of putters and where it's at right now. I seen somebody golfing like just on TV, and I was like, "What the fuck is that, dude? Like, what? This is what putters are now?
Weird.
The tech's really strange." Even golf clubs, like I went golfing with some dudes, and I had my clubs that were my dad's from like the 90s. They're like some old Wilson ones, and the driver's like that big. It's the size of a baked potato, the head.
Yeah.
And they all come out with these fucking like small watermelon fucking size heads. Jesus. And they're all making fun of me and shit. I'm like, look at that fucking old ass club. I was like, what the fuck? It's like, well, takes more skill to hit it with this and that fucking monster fucking that thing, dude.
Dude,
it's
nuts.
Yeah, and I was sucking because I'm not good at golf. And he's like, you want to try mine? And I tried that big old headed one, and I broke it on the first swing. And I felt fucking terrible because I'm sure it was like $350. So, yeah, it's not for me. I'm like, dude, that's... That one, I'm so sorry. You shouldn't have let me do that. Please take this Wilson one in replacement.
Oh my god.
Yeah. To be fair, I think it was on its last leg. Like it was gonna break whoever used it next, right? Yeah. So he's doing pretty good, and Shooter's like, oh, fuck. And, there's the good old stuff like, uh-oh, Happy can putt. You know, get the classic line. So he's getting worried. I think he's one stroke behind him. He's like second place.
Yeah, I love the scene too because we get a montage of just them going back and forth. And I love this another great Shooter McGavin scene where like you can see that the crowd during the tournament starting to get crazy, beer helmets and people doing weird shit. And the,
oh, yeah, he goes to take that beer bong. Happy does. I loved that scene.
Oh, yeah,
and he
yeah.
looks back and sees the PR lady. She's like, he's like,
all right. <It's back. laughs> but while Shooter is getting ready to hit, these beach balls come in, and he's like, turns around. He's like, God, you fucking animals! And he does this fucking hilarious downward kick and deflates it. It's so fucking funny. Yeah.
This is golf, not a rock concert. Yeah, and so Shooter gets worried, and he calls that the heckler guy to come. He's like, I'm going to need you here tomorrow. And the tournament's going, and Happy is doing pretty good. He's walking to his ball. And then this Volkswagen Beetle starts ripping through the course, and that's that guy. Yeah, jackass! Happy! And he hits him with his car. And then, you know, flies, tumbles over, lands. The girl comes over. Oh, my God, are you okay? He's like, oh, Volkswagen! My shoulder. And the doctor comes and talks to him. Yeah, you'll be fine. Just stay off your feet for a couple days. He's like, forget that noise. I got to win this tournament. And stands up. Yeah, what the hell do I know? I'm just a doctor. You do whatever you want. And then the guy in the Volkswagen kept going and ran into like a TV tower.
Yeah.
Broadcast tower and collapses it, and the car like blows up, and then he runs away. It's pretty funny. Yeah,
jackass.
And then yeah. So Happy is continuing to play through getting hit by the car, and he hurt his shoulder. So now it's like a rookie of the year moment.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing you had, you lost the whole power. Movie that made you good,
yeah.
is now gone. What do you do? How do you rise above it?
Mm-hmm.
And so he tries to hit it, and it's like, oh, for the first time in the tournament, Happy's drive is shorter than Shooter's. And then, yeah, Shooter's like, oh, looks like Happy's human after all. Yeah, I love his character. He reminds me of the... he reminds me of the guy from Futurama. I think he voices that guy. He might. I don't know. If he doesn't, it's
like him.
Fucking close. Yeah, they're like, oh my, you belong with me amongst the stars. It's kind of like a Lando thing, or yeah. Yeah. Happy starts doing shitty because he's injured, right? We see him knocking in. We see him taking like five swings on a grass shot, and yeah. Just getting way behind, which there's no way he would ever catch up because, like, that was like five strokes just right there when he swung in that grass.
And you see his name, like, climb down the leaderboard a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, I don't remember why, but
his grandma shows up.
The love interest is like, look who's here. And I think she invited her to make sure that. And so now he's in his happy place, I guess. And there was that one time.
Happy, quit mingling with the help as he walks away.
Don't worry, Happy. I'll let her live in the house. She could be my maid. And there was that one scene I thought was good when he's trying to get to his happy place when he keeps fucking up. And it's her, and she's in a black negligee, and she comes in. But then Shooter comes in, and he's like, yeah. And, like, has money in his hand and starts kissing her, and he walks over to his grandma and starts making out with her. And then the little person, I don't remember, would he flip him off instead of waving or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're skipping ahead of what I wanted to mention when he goes back to Chubbs, when he gets taught to putt. And, like, He gives him that putter, and he's like, oh, that's great, I got you something too. And it's like this big box, and he's like, oh, wow, this must be something. He's like, yep, I know, this means a lot to you. And he opens it up, and he's like, I killed the gator. And it's the gator's head, and he, oh! And he backs up out of the window and falls out. And it has that one guy who he's always disappointed with Happy, wears like a Cadillac polo.
I don't know anything about golf. That's got to be a famous golfer in that time.
Maybe,
the
90s. I don't know either. But he falls out the window and dies. And we show the funeral, and
yeah,
it's pretty funny. He's got the fucked up hand there. And then Happy's like dapping it up to say goodbye.
Way to go, Happy. You killed a legend. Yeah.
It could have happened to anybody. I don't know if it's completely my fault. Yeah, so now he's in his happy place again during the final tournament. He pulls it together, and he's chipped away at the lead, and of course it comes down to the final hole. Happy makes it, he wins. Happy misses it, he can still tie.
Yeah.
So if he sinks it, he wins. If it takes him two shots, that's a tie. And there'll be a sudden death, like...
overtime thing, yeah.
Yeah, sudden death hole. And Shooter had to take his from where it lied because he hit a bad shot and it landed on that giant ogre guy's foot. You're like, is this your ball, Shooter? Oh, God!
It struck my foot.
And he's like, can I get a drop? And he's like, no, the rules say you must play where it lies. And then he doesn't even just like knock it off his foot. He plays off his foot and gets a pretty good shot off his foot. And so coming to the last hole, that TV tower is still on the ground for some reason. Then they didn't pick it up or anything. It's
damaged.
It's compromised from being hit. And then all the partiers, because they're all these rock star fans now, like, you know, climbing the scaffolding to watch and get a better view, so they all climb it, and then it collapses under the weight. And it's, like, right in between his ball and the hole. And the guy says, nope, you got to play it. And then the love interest lady's like, just hit it once to get around the obstacle, and then knock it in, and we'll go to sudden death. No problem. And then he's like, looking at it, you can tell he's like, this is kind of like the pit putt. And he's like, no, I think I'll just win it now. And goes over there and does the poong ting, and that's a pretty funny scene when you get to see all the crowd doing the head motions, ting, toong, toong, ting. That's pretty good. And then it's all going down, right? And then it's like a mouse trap. Doing all the shit. And rolls in. Bink wins. And they bring him his gold jacket. And he's like, that's my gold jacket. And Shooter steals it. And I think that ogre guy yells, that's Mr. Gilmore's. And then you can tell he can't run. Oh, like, yeah. They just pretend to run and we'll speed it up and make it look like that guy can't move.
Yeah, yeah.
He can barely walk being that big. And it's pretty funny because you could tell that Shooter, the actor's really sprinting.
Yeah.
It's like he's sprinting and trying to put on this jacket, and it looks so funny of him trying to work.
Yeah, he's trying to do it.
Trying to work a jacket while sprinting.
Yeah.
And it's not working out. Really good. And then, oh, yeah, they catch him, and you just hear, no! Just, oh, God! They're just beating him. And, what? Oh, so he gets the house. They go home. Let's go home, Grandma. And he's got the girlfriend, and they arrive at the house. There's something at the end, right? There's another
kind of. I mean, they do a toast at the hood of the car with the caddy that's been around with him.
Oh yeah, yeah.
This guy, and then he says for Chubbs, and we get kind of like a Return of the Jedi type. Ghost thing where it's it's Chubbs, it's Abraham Lincoln, and Lincoln
and the Gator.
Yeah,
all standing there. And that's basically... Who are you waving at, Happy? Oh, nobody.
And that's it.
That's it. Yeah, it's fun. It's not the best Adam Sandler movie. But since we live in 2025, there has been far worse. They've accumulated since then. And so modern Adam Sandler has not, you know, has left a lot to be desired, unfortunately.
Yeah, I haven't watched his Netflix slop stuff, but that typically seems to be people's, like, beef with him is every couple of years he comes up with some stupid Netflix comedy. But yeah, I haven't seen any of them. So
he's got a development deal with them, like, and I heard it's a big development deal, so he's getting paid, and so that's how Happy Gilmore 2 is getting made. That's what I want. Just like use this deal to do the legacy sequels that a studio probably wouldn't put this money into, but Netflix is willing to do and take some chances. Like, do those, dude. Do Waterboy 2. Like, this kind of shit that we want to see. If you're just going to do bad movies, at least have them be nostalgic bad movies. Yeah, you know what I mean? I saw the Hubert Halloween one. It was kind of funny. I liked the character. He played this, you know, really eclectic, childlike adult. who loves Halloween and stuff. I don't know. It was pretty good. I mean, it wasn't great, but it was okay. And then you really got, if you haven't seen his Netflix stand-up special, that's fucking good. Where he does all the songs, new songs and shit, and it's by the end, I'm crying. The last song is a tearjerker. It's really good. I highly suggest the stand-up.
Yeah, he got me to tear up a little bit on Saturday Night Live. This year was their 50th anniversary, and they had like this big 50th anniversary extravaganza episode where they brought a lot of like old cast members, and he did a musical number in the middle of the episode, and it was a very long song, and it was like going through the history, and but it was like comedic, but also kind of touching, and yeah, it was really good. And aside from his comedies, Uncut Gems is probably his best actual like acting performance. That movie is incredible, and he's
I
incredible.
haven't seen it. I've just seen some of scenes of his that he's done in it. Yeah, it looks great.
It's really good.
Yeah, so he can't act. I mean, that was pretty good. But yeah, but this movie, it's fun through the whole thing, pretty much. It's like I said, to me, this is kind of the first Adam Sandler movie because Billy Madison kind of feels like an SNL put together thing or something. I don't think it is. I think he was probably fired by then, so that doesn't make sense. But that's what it feels like. He's still in that mode. He hasn't like completely found his own voice of what kind of movies he's gonna do. And this one feels like the first one where he's really locked in. Not the best one he's done, but really feels locked in and like quintessential Adam Sandler now. You can feel him on every part of it. Yeah, it's fun. I love it. It's pretty good. I gotta try and be fair amongst Adam Sandler movies. So, in reality, it's probably like a 6.7. I mean, it's
Oh
pretty
man,
good. It's
that's exactly
approaching a
the
seven.
that was my exact score. Yeah, 6.7.
6.7. There we go. Yeah, see, I was right.
I was like, 6.5 seems like, yeah, I'll give him a couple extra.
Six
I don't
point
think
eight
it's
seems a
five
little
stars.
high. I landed with a seven. That feels like where it is.
It's fine. I mean, it does have these like, I mean, you and I have talked many times on this. I mean, we've been doing this a couple of years now, and you probably know, probably sick of me saying this, but comedy is like my least watched genre. I don't watch a lot of comedies, and a lot of that is because, I mean, there are good comedies that I enjoy, but a lot of times comedies like this, they have like outlandish, cartoonish moments that don't make sense in reality, and it's hard for me to like detach myself and have a good time because I don't know, maybe I'm broken or something. Like the alligator fight was did nothing for me. I'm like, this is fucking stupid. Just like little scenes like that where I'm just like, we're going into cartoon land here. But the pacing is really good. It's an hour and a half. I'm never bored. It's pretty funny. Like I said, the only time I really like laughed out loud and almost to the verge of tears in my eyes laughing is that Chubb story. The only other time that got me was there's a moment, I think it's the first day of the actual tour where he meets his opponent he's playing against is like this, I don't know, philosophical guy who takes
Oh
a
yeah.
philosophical look at golf. And
Kevin
towards
Nealon too from SNL.
yeah, he is really good in this one. Very small part, but amazing in it.
Yeah, I loved it. It's like a carousel, Happy. You put the quarter in, you get
Goes
on the horse. The horse goes up
up
and
and
down, but it
down,
goes around too.
it's
Circular. It's
circular,
circular.
circular.
And
The ball is
he's
back to
like,
the
that guy's nuts. And then I like, he misses his first swing. Fuck, it's a fucking bullshit. And it's just bleeping out everything. And then it goes back to Nealon, and like, that guy's nuts. Yeah, I like.
we cut to like later in that day because he has multiple interactions with that golf player, and we cut later that day. He misses. Oh, it's the because he tells him, "Oh, just the ball just has a home, and that hole is his home. Take him to his home. His bags are already packed. Take him to his home." And he misses, and he has another freak out, and he's cursing and throwing things. And then we cut back to the room with the president of the tour, and he's talking to the PR lady. And in the background, you just hear on the TV, you hear Happy just screaming and
Yeah, that
beep
was a
beep.
funny scene.
But then I was kind of like, yeah, it's comedic. I wasn't really laughing. But then that really got me is they cut back and he's like, no more of this. And the camera kind of, goes back to the focus of the TV. And you see Adam Sandler take that golfer guy and just like judo slam him on a hill and like they roll down. He's just like screaming at him. That got me to laugh pretty good. But yeah, so there are
Yeah,
moments
like when
where
he goes up to the ball and he's like, "Are you too good for your home?"
that
Yeah, that's great.
are iconic,
What
yeah.
golfer doesn't say that.
Oh yeah, 100%.
You
But yeah, as like if we're gonna judge it as a movie with like, you know, character development and do we know these people? There, you know, it's that's kind of thrown out the window. You're just along for this cheesy, silly
Yeah.
comedic ride. But yeah, 6.7 for me.
Yeah, go check it out. It's on Netflix. I think it's leaving soon. I think you said you have till July
31st.
31st,
Yeah.
which just sucks because then they'll have number two, but not number one. But whatever. These, that's how these deals go. So go check it while you still can, to get ready for number two, which comes out next Friday, I think. Yeah, 6.7 all around. We like it. Pretty rare. I don't know if we have ever. No, we've had the same score. It's very rare.
Yeah,
Two
it's
or three
very rare, but
times.
it's happened.
Yeah, out of 5 years.
Yeah.
Like something like that.
And I thought
Two or
this
three
was our
times.
first Adam Sandler movie, but I actually think, remember that space movie? I think that was actually the first. There was like a space movie with him in it. It was kind of a drama. It was on Netflix a couple years ago that we reviewed. But I think that was the only Adam Sandler movie we've done. This is the
Yeah,
only Adam Sandler
it's
comedy.
vivid in my mind.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what you're talking about. It sounds vaguely familiar. A
I think it's
space
called
Adam Sandler
Spaceman.
movie.
There's like an octopus friend that he, or
Oh,
whatever.
yeah. That
Yeah.
was kind of different.
Yeah, it was
That
a
was
little
kind of
weird.
fun. I remember kind of liking that. It was very weird. Yeah, that was like some Woody Allen fucking, I don't know,
Yeah, that
fucking
was weird.
Picasso type film. Very Indian, strange, and weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. 6.7. Happy Gilmore. As always, come check us out on YouTube. Like and subscribe. We'd appreciate it. Come hang out, comment, do whatever you want. Just come hang out. We're also on Spotify and Apple Music. If that's how you choose to do your podcast, you do the audio way. We don't care how you do it. We just want you to come hang out with us once in a while, okay? Couldn't do it without you. Appreciate it. Till the next Vs. Peace.
Peace.